Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. The most expensive gift in all of space and time is available to us free. Free for the asking. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Our Father in heaven, it never ceases to amaze me that as great and mighty You are, that we are on Your mind. You're not willing that any should perish, so You place us in opportunities to praise and lift You up as our Savior. the one who first loved us and sent your only begotten Son to pay the price, took upon himself the penalty of our sin. That marvelous, priceless plan that you put in place so that we might accept the free gift of salvation. We're bought with a price. On that basis, Lord, help us to glorify you and lift you up. As we're in your presence this hour, speak to those listening now who do not know you. Through your Spirit, help them to understand their need and put their trust in you. Father, for those of us who have already been touched by your love and grace, remind us, Lord, of what took place when we repented, turned from our wicked ways, and put our faith in you and what you have accomplished. That what you promised in your word, you are able to perform. Thank you, God, for these precious moments, for each heartbeat that is a gift from you. Amen.
Till the grave. keep
sin.
You from sin.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
what you've got to do.
Open
the door. Because there is a Savior standing tonight at the door of your heart. He's longing to enter. Don't you dare let him, don't let him depart, no, because he has patiently, kindly been there. So many times before. Oh,
but you must.
Standing there waiting for you.
You must
open up.
Open
up the door.
Ooh,
knocking at the door of your heart.
You must
open up the door. Can't you hear Jesus calling you right now? Oh, but
you must.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to open up. You've got to open up. Tonight, won't you decide that you're gonna open up the door, open up the door?
Then sings my soul. Take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul. Thou art, how great thou art. then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
my Savior God to me. How great thou art.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. This is your call to worship and praise as we express our thanksgiving for God's free gift, Jesus Saves.
Every drop of blood that touched the ground cried, Jesus Saves, Jesus Saves. A world of sin rejoiced to hear that sound. Jesus Saves, Jesus Saves. Pierced his side, cried, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
The message of his arms stretched open wide, cried, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
Side by side.
The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, His Son. That salvation is ours for the taking, folks, accepting His offer, His love, a gift that cost the life of God's only begotten Son. Jesus paid the price, and this is offered to the world freely on the condition that we accept it. Please join me now as we look at God's Word regarding this free gift. Beginning with John 15, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends." From Ephesians chapter 2, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." From Romans 5, "When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. But there's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of righteousness, for all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." Isaiah chapter 1, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 43, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Let us review the situation together, and you can present your case to prove your innocence." Later, Isaiah 44, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." From John chapter 3, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." From 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, for you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. From Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And later in Romans 10, the what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And John 20, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. And finally, with these words from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Was that someone?
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded of God's free gift. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
We've come together tonight to worship the Lord with our psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, some of which are new, and then some like this one that has encouraged and strengthened us down through the years.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there?
Don't